One essential quality of good design is obviously ease of use. The designer David Kelly has spent decades brilliantly getting this right, the so-called user interface, on objects as various as the Palm Pilot and children's toothbrushes.
My favorite product, someone once time pointed out to me, with the best interface is a wet nap. You know, those little things you get after you've had ribs or at a restaurant. And the instructions for use, the user's manual, so to speak, is written on the back of it. And it says, open and use. You know, and I thought, you know, like if everything was like that, we'd be in great shape. If you think about complex things, I think ATMs do a particularly good job of that. They were a little bit difficult at first, but it has a lot to do with how you perceive the product. You know, well, when ATMs first started out, it was a really hard sell for the banks. They didn't get going very quickly because you got this bank president who's spent his or her whole life trying to make the bank secure. And then the ATMs come in and they say, we got this big idea. We're going to cut a big hole in the side of your bank and let people take cash out through it. That's kind of anti, you know, that's definitely against what the bank was about, which was keeping the money and not letting people, you know, like take it at random. And once they got over that, then I think they became, and they said, oh, this is a teller. This is a automatic teller, right? And so they start to give them personalities. They say little things to you that don't have anything to do with your transaction. Like it's a, you know, I hope you've enjoyed your day kind of feeling to it. And so that you know, pushes the teller metaphor. And so you start to be comfortable. Some things are like ATMs and wet naps, you know, like people have said, okay, let's make this, let's consider the user, let's have the empathy for the poor person who's going to have to use this and make it as easy so they can like keep their self-esteem. You know, so when you're designing, you have to build on the metaphors, build on the things that we're comfortable using and inch people along to, you know, to more and more complexity.
David Kelly teaches engineering at Stanford and is one of the founders of IDEO, product development.